Hello and welcome to the Binge Eating to Food Freedom podcast with Katie Papo. Our mission is to help you permanently end disordered eating, binge eating, food addiction, emotional eating, by creating a healthy and peaceful relationship with food. We are sharing simple and sustainable strategies to help you do exactly that. Please subscribe and follow and say hello. And if you haven't yet joined my email list, that's where I send out my highly detailed writings to help you implement all this even better. I invite you to join my email list now at katiepapo.com. Enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Binge Eating to Food Freedom. I am Katie Papo. And today's topic is the number one way to stop binge eating. And I'm talking about this from the perspective of stopping it permanently for the rest of your life, not just the binges, but I want to expand this topic to include all kinds of food obsession, all kinds of weight obsession, all kinds of food issues, whether it's binge eating or emotional eating or food addiction, whatever label you choose to call your eating disorder, right? Let's look at the words eating disorder. It's your eating is disordered, right? So if your eating is not functioning, you're not functioning with your eating in such a way that, you know, your eating is serving you. If food is something that's creating problems in your life versus serving you in your life, right? As opposed to someone who might use food as a way to give them fuel or a way to give them comfort, but in a way that's genuinely nourishing, right? Not in a way that's harmful or self-destructive. Right. There are many ways to use food. And the way to end the disordered eating, right, we want to really narrow this down. Because if we don't narrow this down, then what we end up doing, and let me know in the comments if you've done this. I see a bunch of you are here already. Hi, by the way. Let me know you're here in the comments. You know, I love to see it. I'm actually going to put these up on my screen so I can see them as they come in. If we don't narrow our focus, what we end up doing, and I see it happening all the time, is we start looking for things like little tips or tricks to stop us from binging. We look for tips or tricks to help us create more willpower so we don't eat the foods that we really want to eat, right? We try to come up with all of these ways to trick our minds or trick our bodies to lose weight or stop cravings or stop binges or fight cravings or fight urges. And we end up not only not fixing the problem, but what most people find is, wow, this is actually making everything worse. Because the more I'm thinking about food, the more it's now becoming an obsession, right? The more we think about it, the more we think about it. What an obvious result. But if what we want is to stop thinking about it all the time, right? The answer is not to then obsess about it even more. But when we're already stuck in this pattern of disordered eating, we don't often know what to do. So we cling to all these like tips and tricks. We ask people like, what have you done? What have you done to not? Yet we're asking these questions not from a place of really trying to narrow the focus to simplify, like, what is the root of my problem and how do I fix it at the root? Instead, we're trying to manage all of these little symptoms of the problem. Does that make sense? When we're trying to manage symptoms, and symptoms could be binge urges, symptoms could be weight, symptoms could be cravings, right? So we try to handle this all at the symptom level, and we try to, and let me know in the comments if you've done this, we try to go to nutritionists and get a new meal plan. We read all these books learning about the best kinds of diets. We educate ourselves about nutrition beyond what most nutritionists will even learn in school, right? How many hours have you spent doing that? Tell me, let me know. We go to therapy and we try to figure out, oh, maybe there's some kind of childhood trauma that created this pattern where food was my coping mechanism. And if I can connect with my inner child, then that will be healed and I won't do it anymore. Yet we're forgetting that this is our habits around food are tied into everything we do, right? Because we're, no matter what, it's very different. It's very different handling a relationship with food the way that you might with, like, let's say alcohol or drugs, right? Alcohol or drugs, like we would say, oh, well, the number one way to stop alcohol and drug abuse is just to not use them, right? Just don't use them. That's called sobriety. Very straightforward and simple, which works for a lot of people with alcohol and drugs. With food, we're dealing with a very different type of relationship because food is actually something that you need. It's something that you use multiple times a day, every day, and you will do so for the rest of your life. However long, however many years you have left, let's say 30 years, right? 30, hold on, let me do this math. Let's say 30 years times 365 days, that's 10,950 days. Now let's say we eat, let's average three times a day. Okay, so 32,000, if you only live for 30 more years, right? 32,850 more meals you're going to have. So imagine now you have a disordered relationship with something that you're going to have to deal with and interact with 32,850 times. Isn't that wild to think about that we try to fix these things with tips and tricks rather than getting to the root issue of the thing that we're literally going to be dealing with for tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of times more in our life? Because we're not just thinking about food when we eat, right? If we have an eating disorder, we are thinking about this all the time. When we're not eating, when we're planning eating, when we've just eaten, we're still thinking about it. The math is really incalculable on that. So if we're going to really find the best way to end binges permanently for the rest of your life, it has to be something that is sustainable, but actually something that's effortlessly sustainable, where it's just you. It's just how you are, right? So we need to find that way to train the brain to make it so you are now a natural, normal, peaceful eater, right? So a lot of times we think, oh, let me stop binges by getting a nutritionist, really sticking with that plan, or joining this weight loss program where there's X, Y, and Z restrictions, no flour, no sugar, no carbs, whatever, right? That's the way that most people try to stop binges, not realizing that these are the very things that fuel binges, right? A lot of times we don't even realize we're doing that. Even one diet can cause an eating disorder. Just one diet can cause an eating disorder. One set of food rules can cause an eating disorder, and often does. This is one of the most common, it's not often talked about, but this is a hugely common thing in this world. A lot of women, a lot of men, a lot of in-betweeners, right? We all struggle with food on some level, right? If you're listening to this podcast, that is the case. No matter how you label it, with an eating disorder, binge eating, food addiction, whatever, it's some kind of disordered eating. So how do we get away from these things and focus ourselves on the one way to stop binges permanently, to the point where we can stop the binges, but we also stop the rest of the disordered eating pattern too? Because I know that there are lots of people out there who might have made it, hey, this last week without a binge. But I also know that that might have taken a ridiculous amount of work and willpower and focus and thought power and obsession on trying not to binge. And if that's your solution for not binging, how is that going to be sustainable for you long term? Right? If you have to use that much willpower every day simply to not binge, how soon, you know, will your willpower run out? I know I got to the place where I couldn't go more than a day because I had depleted my willpower so much over time that even if I wanted to go one day without binging, I could not do it. I would make it until evening and then evening I would binge. Let me know in the comments if that's ever been your pattern where you would go try to go the whole day, be quote unquote good, and then at the end of the day, binge. So this is not freedom, right? Even if we're not binging, right, that's still not freedom that day. Even if you go the whole day without a binge, it's still not freedom if you had to obsess and gather every ounce of willpower in order to do that, because now your mind is still not free, right? We want to get to the place, yeah, to stop binges and free your mind from food thoughts, free your mind from food issues. So what I'm talking about here in this episode, the number one way to stop binges, let's also include all the disordered thoughts and all of the obsession and all of the unhealthy, self-destructive ways that we use food. And the number one way to do that is returning to natural eating. No diet will get you the results that you're looking for. There is no diet out there that will do it. And the proof of that is because every single person who I know and every single person who I have worked with has tried every diet under the sun. Between all of us, we've done all of them. And if there was one magic diet that stops binges and stops food obsession permanently in their tracks forever, right, we would all be on that diet right now. But we know that doesn't exist. If we want true freedom from binge eating, food obsession, food issues overall, we need to actually take ourselves back to natural eating. Think about when you were a baby, right? You weren't thinking about this food will make me fat. You weren't thinking about, oh, I'm hungry, but it's only 3 o'clock and I don't eat till six. So I'm just going to starve myself for 3 hours, right? This was not your thought process as a baby. When you were hungry, your body knew it and you would cry and you would be fed, hopefully, right? So we have this natural, yes, we're humans, but we also have the same biology, right, as, you know, animals, in the sense, not in every sense, of course, but in the sense that we get hungry, we eat. We've had enough, we stop. During the time in between, we're not thinking about food that much. Right? This is a very simple, natural way of being around food. So in order to stop binges permanently, I believe it is absolutely necessary to learn how to return to that way of natural eating that your body already knows. It already knows it. The only reason you're not living like that right now is because you have trained yourself out of it successfully. You might have done that by dieting. You might have done that through certain food rules about only eating X, Y, and Z foods or only eating between X, Y, and Z hours or only eating, you know, a certain portion size, whatever way that you've trained yourself outside of your natural signals around food and just natural thoughts around food of, oh, I'm hungry, or, oh, I'm not hungry anymore. right? We can completely end a whole eating disorder by returning to natural eating. And this is something that is completely trainable. And the body actually wants this. Because if you think about it, your body is an incredible phenomenon. It really is. Because what it's been doing, even during whatever disordered eating episodes you've gone through, the body stays focused on its job. And the body's job is to keep you healthy no matter what you do to it. I want to repeat that. The body's job, which it's always focusing on, is to keep you healthy, to keep itself healthy, no matter what you do to it. So it has all these filters, it has all of these functions, it has all of these organs, it has all of these systems that work without your conscious, knowledge, right? It's happening right now. While you're just sitting here, it's happening right now. And the body is doing all of this no matter what you do to it. Whatever you do to her, whatever you do to him, whatever you do to your body is still focused on its one role to keep you healthy and to serve you. So the body is not the problem. The body is actually the solution. Because the body is the one that has been showing up this whole time trying to keep you healthy. No matter what you've done, no matter what abuse you've put it through, it has shown up to support. It has shown up to be resilient. And yet here we are trying to control it, trying to manipulate it, and it all backfires, doesn't it? But really, the body is smart. The body knows. And not only that, but the body sends signals to you all the time. The body tells you when it's hungry. The body tells you when it's full. The body tells you when it's fatigued. The body tells you when it's feeling tension or anxiety, right? The body shares all of these information, all these cues with you. What we do when we're dieting, what we do when we're restricting ourselves, what we're doing when we're trying to stop binges is we're completely ignoring, not just ignoring, we are actively overriding body signals. So if the body says, hey, I'm hungry, and we say, no, 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 you still have 2 more hours before you're allowed, we are actively not just ignoring, we are actively overriding our body's signals. And the body is the one that is trying to keep us healthy all the time. And all of this, and we wonder, you know, why 95 to 99% of diets fail people. Notice how I said the diets fail, not the people. The people I know who have gone on diets have gone in 100% and done them perfectly. And the reason the diets don't work is because the biology of dieting is not sustainable for the body to be healthy. I've done many episodes on this, so I'm not going to go into that here. But the bottom line is that if we keep overriding one of the smartest machines that we have at our disposal, then of course we're going to experience health issues. Of course we're going to experience pain. Of course we're going to experience physical suffering. And not only that, but the mind affects that too. The body hears every single thing. Did I start that sentence by saying the body? Let me repeat that from the beginning. The body hears every single thing that the mind says, right? We're not even aware of all the things that the mind says, but the body hears it all and feels it all. So for example, let me prove this. If you close your eyes and you think of something really sad, something that's always made you cry, or that made you cry when it happened, what starts to happen? You start to physically feel uncomfortable feelings in your heart, maybe feelings of grief or feelings of loss or loneliness, right? You get a physical feeling in your heart area. You also might start to cry, right? Your eyes will physically start watering, right? This is a literal physical reaction to a thought. If we think of, if let's say I'm driving in the car and I'm replaying an argument I had with somebody and I'm feeling angry and I'm feeling self-righteous and I'm feeling frustrated or rage, what happens to the body? My heart starts to beat faster. My jaw starts to clench. My fingers start gripping the steering wheel. My breathing gets shallow. My teeth are clenching, right? I get hot. So the body responds also to all of your thoughts. And the double-edged sword of an eating disorder is it's not just the physical damage that you're doing to your body with food. It's the physical damage that we do to our body with our thoughts. The more we tell ourselves, you are not good enough, you are fat, you are not worthy, you are ugly, something is wrong with you, you're always a failure. The body feels every bit of these thoughts. You might not be aware if you're off numbing, right? Where you don't feel the body. But that doesn't mean the experience isn't happening. The body still experiences all of that and needs to process it in some way. So if we're constantly giving or depriving our body from the nourishment that it needs, or we're constantly giving it things that are poisoning it, whether it's too much food or too much negativity or too much low self-worth, right? All of these things will physically affect you on a daily basis. And as we saw, if you're going to be eating tens of thousands of times more in your life and your obsession with food is far bigger than that, because that's just the times when you're eating, right? Suddenly we're missing out on years of our life. Now, I'm not just talking about the years we can take off of our life for harming our organs or harming ourselves physically with these thoughts and with this overeating or undereating or the roller coaster of both, right? I'm not talking about just literal years off your life. I'm talking about actually missing the years that you're actually here for, missing the years, missing those moments because you're preoccupied with hating yourself, because you're preoccupied with calling yourself a failure, because you're preoccupied with planning the menu for the next day or worrying about the thing that you ate 3 hours ago, right? These are the things that rob us of our literal life, but also our life force, our energy that we come to life with. Right? We continuously rob ourselves of this every day. So when we choose paths trying to end binges that reinforce our obsession, that reinforce, oh, in order to be successful at this, you need to think about food. You need to be constantly planning it. You need to constantly be worried about it and thinking about it. Those things only take you deeper and deeper into your eating disorder until the body shuts down. The body is an amazing thing. And no matter what you do to it, it will make every effort to keep you as healthy as possible. But the body is only physical, right? It can only endure so much abuse, just like all of us, right? How much abuse can we really endure before everything just shuts down? So the way out of this is to help yourself return to natural eating. This is the only thing we train our clients in, because it's literally the only thing that you need to actually come out of this permanently and for real, ending eating disorder, ending food addiction, ending binges, ending dieting, right? This is the way to do it. And it's the only way to do it permanently and sustainable without having to obsess. Because what you get to do is you get to retrain in these habits and patterns that are actually very natural to you. I've seen it. We've had now in our first round of our rewired eating group, we've had, we have 9 people active right now. And every single person in this group has had decades of disordered eating, tried every diet multiple times, gone to therapy, gone to, you know, the whole rigmarole of stuff that we do. And many of them have already expressed, like, I'm afraid I won't know my hunger signals. I won't feel it. Or if I do feel it, I'll just do the opposite and I'll destroy myself because I hate myself, right? We've had people express these fears. And literally within less than 2 weeks, right? It's been about a week and a half. In less than 2 weeks, people are already feeling hunger signals, already feeling fullness, already starting to treat themselves and treat their bodies like a valued team member instead of an enemy, and treating body signals not as enemies, but as messengers, right? Learning to work with yourself instead of against yourself, and instead of trying to control this machine that knows so much more and can do so much more than we'll ever understand, right? Instead of trying to control it, learning to listen to it, to him, her, your body, learning to be a good listener. So that way you can respond in a way where you actually feel good. And so many people have this fear that, oh, if I end my eating disorder, right, I won't have my coping tools, right? Food is my coping tool. But the beauty is that you don't lose anything, right? In order to, I always say, like, the reason why a lot of these things don't stick is because we're trying to build habits without having any foundation. I always find that the more gentle you are with yourself, the more you actually just outgrow things, right? Just like how you'd outgrow clothing as you get taller, right? It's not that you don't have clothes as comfort anymore. You still have clothes that you love, but they actually fit you better. And this is the same thing. You start to outgrow things. And then as you do that, you have things that fit you better. And that's what's happening here is our clients, what I'm seeing every single day now, is they're actually enjoying their food more. They're not getting less enjoyment or less satisfaction, getting more satisfaction. And this is the way to really end disordered eating, is to return to this natural way of eating and to completely focus yourself on that. Just making that shift, returning to natural eating. Otherwise, any other path you're choosing is going to drive you deeper into disordered eating, and it's going to be harder to come out of. It's hard to come out of a really deep hole, but it can be done as you learn to return to natural eating. And what's nice about that is because it's natural to you, whether you know it or not, even if you've had, I've seen people regularly, our clients have eating disorders for multiple decades. So I've seen it again and again that even if you've been struggling for such a long time, natural eating is still natural to you, right? You weren't always like this. It might be as long as you can remember, but you weren't always like this. You were trained to be like this, whether it was someone else training you or you training yourself unknowingly. But you trained yourself out of natural eating, but it is actually what your body prefers. So this is the number one way to stop binges, is returning to natural eating and actually healing your relationship with food. It's a relationship. It's healing a relationship with your body. It's healing a relationship with how you treat yourself, right? And how food just factors into all of that, right? Because if we're constantly feeding ourselves poison, whether that comes in the form of too much eating or foods that are harming us or thoughts that are harming us, right? We're consuming poison. And the body takes on all of that, whether it's consuming a thought, consuming a food, or anything else. The body takes in everything. So we have to be really careful with the things that we feed ourselves and the thoughts that we feed ourselves. So when you return to natural eating, you're not only retraining the behavior of eating, but you're retraining your thoughts around food and your thoughts about yourself. And when you have a system to do that, a clear system to follow that's structured, right? It's not complicated. It's actually quite simple. I don't want to say it's easy because it takes hard work to even get yourself to the place where you're willing to even leave your old paradigm. That's work. It's work to keep showing up for yourself. It's work to do something differently. It's absolutely work. And the only reason our clients get the results that they do is because they show up and they do the work. But that doesn't mean the work is complicated. And it doesn't mean that the work is hard, right? It only gets easier over time because as you train yourself back to natural eating, then it's natural, isn't it? It's natural because, oh, now it's effortless. In the beginning, yeah, I had to pay attention. I had to really pause and I had to really think about it. But now, just happening. I don't have to think about it. It only gets easier over time. Just like how if you're training yourself in a dance, right? You learn the different movements of the dance. And at first, you don't have it memorized. And it's not natural to your body. And it's awkward. Because maybe you're uncoordinated or maybe it's just new or who knows. But anybody, if you just keep practicing that and you train the body, you know, right arm up, left arm up, right arm down, left arm down, right? And you just keep repeating that again and again, you can do that without thinking about it. Just like how you learn to drive a car, just like how you learn to ride a bike, just like how you learn the words to a song, just like how you learn a dance, right? Anything that you learn that becomes natural to you, that you don't really have to think about doing anymore, whereas in the beginning you did have to think about it. That's exactly how it works with rewiring your brain around food, around eating. It's exactly how it works. So yeah, there's the effort, the upfront effort, the upfront investment of your time and your energy. But over time, that only becomes easier, just like learning a song. Suddenly you're just humming it to yourself and you don't even realize. You don't have to think about what the words are. They just come out, right? This is how it is. And that's how it is to be a natural eater is you don't think about it. Like, oh, I'm hungry. Time to eat. Oh, now I'm not hungry anymore. Time to stop. It's like it's not even a conscious thought. It's just the body knows and you just do it. This can be trained. And I know it can be trained because I'm seeing it happen every day with people who never thought that they would heal this. So I can tell you that yeah, there's a lot of tips and tricks and little things out there that are going to promise you that you can stop binges in this way. But if it involves obsessing about food more and thinking about your cravings more, it's going to take you deeper and deeper into disordered eating, as opposed to if you simply focus on, I need to return to natural eating. I need to learn to reconnect with my body and reconnect with these signals and have the thoughts and feelings that support that. That can be done. This is what we do. I see it happen every single day. So that's the number one way to stop binges. So I hope that you guys found this episode helpful. And I am opening up, which I announced only to my email list yesterday. So I'll announce it here as well. If you're not on my email list, you're absolutely welcome to join. You can go to my website. But I'll announce here that this month, the month of May, I'm opening up 5 more spots for rewired eating. And after that, I'm closing enrollments for a little while. So if you would like one of those 5 spots, I just put out the announcement yesterday. So you're welcome to reach out to me for an application. You can go to my website. Where I have the application already there, and we'll get back to you within a day or two. We'll let you know if it's the right match for you at this time. And if so, I'll send you all the details that you need in order to make your decision. this program is only for people who are really done with their eating disorder. This is not for people who want to learn how to stick to their diet better or try a new diet. This is for people who want to return to natural eating and legitimately heal their relationship with food for life. You are done with your eating disorder. You are not entertaining the idea of staying with this any longer. You have already seen what it's cost you in the terms of your time or your resources or your energy, the moments with your family, the moments with your friends, the moments with yourself that you've lost because you're obsessed with food. You do not need to be convinced that ending your eating disorder is what will radically change your life right now. You already know this is you. You're ready to end it now. And if that's you, apply. If you're just trying to lose weight for an upcoming vacation, or you're trying to not gain back weight that you lost this summer, or some kind of short-term thinking like that, this is not right for you at this time. This is only for people who want to end their eating disorder for good. Even if you've been struggling for many years, even if you don't think you can do it, this is especially for you. All right. So one other announcement that I wanted to make before I go today is not next week, but the week after, I'm going to be changing the time of my podcast, and I will make sure to announce that. I will announce it in my email list. I will announce it in my End Binge Eating Permanently Facebook group. If you're not in that free group, there's some great discussion in that group. I highly recommend you join. It's called End Binge Eating Permanently. So I'll be announcing that within the next week of what days to show up for my live streams. And I'll continue to upload these to the podcast. So I appreciate you guys being here and your participation. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Talk to you soon.
Well done showing up for yourself and tuning into another episode. The best way to help yourself change is repetition. So take a moment now to write down your biggest takeaway from this episode in the comments. Also, please subscribe and follow for more. And if you haven't yet, join my email list. That's where I share my highly detailed writings on how to make your food freedom journey even faster and simpler. Go to katiepapo.com to join my email list now. And finally, if you're considering working with us privately, details for our 12-week intensive program can be found at katiepapo.com. Feel free to reach out to us directly with your questions. Keep showing up for yourself, be kind to yourself and others, and I hope to see you for the next episode.